It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace, and to Tuesday morning. Now, I think I may have shared with you before the reasons for why I went off to become a monk a very long time ago. I'm not sure I ever really shared with you, though, the experience of showing up in that place, what I was expecting to find in my mind, and what I actually found in my mind. Because I think it's not so different, perhaps, from how we experience our meditation sessions. When I set off there, my mind was incredibly busy. I felt very overwhelmed. I think most people, we feel that, sometimes even on a daily basis. And going there, in my mind, there was an idea that I could maybe not sort of outrun my thoughts, but if I went away to another place where I was sort of removing myself from what I perceived as the challenges of my life at that time, I could maybe escape those thoughts somehow. And again, I think sometimes when we think about our meditation, there's a feeling that we are removing ourselves from everyday life and almost escaping what's going on. But my experience of going to the monastery was that, for sure, to begin with, there was a sense of, oh, this is nice. I've managed to sort of step away from, and you know, the mind sort of settled down just a little bit. But then there was the realization, the mind that I've been trying to run away from had actually, sounds obvious in retrospect, but it followed me there. It was still there. The same thoughts were still there. The same emotions were still there. And there was a realization that there was no outrunning our thoughts. There was no escaping our thoughts. And again, when we apply that to our daily practice, whatever that kind of looks like, we might think that we can almost sort of use that practice to escape or to outrun our thoughts, our emotions, maybe to get rid of them in some way. But the truth is, the only way we're going to find peace of mind, we're never going to find peace of mind actually, although it sounds counterintuitive, we're not going to find peace of mind by escaping those thoughts. Because if we escape from them, then all we've done is temporarily removed ourselves. There is still a feeling of hope that we can maintain that quality of distance, and perhaps a sense of fear that we might not be able to. So escaping it temporarily can sometimes be helpful, but it doesn't really serve the long-term benefit. The only way we can achieve sustainable peace of mind is by getting so comfortable, so at ease with these difficult, challenging thoughts and emotions that are with us in our everyday life, so at ease with them that we're no longer trying to escape. We're no longer resisting them. We're no longer getting involved in them. We are just at ease with the mind as it is in any moment. And that for me was one of the biggest lessons, actually, of going off to the monastery. I assumed that it was about getting away from thoughts, that it was about stopping thoughts. And the realization, the nature of the mind is the thing. We're never going to just stop thoughts. We're never going to be able to just shut off our thoughts. But recognizing that if we can come to a greater peace of mind, acceptance of the mind as it is, then the mind will naturally begin to calm down. It'll naturally begin to slow down. And we might experience perhaps a few less thoughts. We will definitely feel less overwhelmed. So as you head into your day today, as you head into your week this week, perhaps not trying to outrun the mind, not trying to escape the mind, but instead, as counterintuitive as it may sound, actually allowing the mind to be as it is and discovering in doing that, that there's actually a peace to be found. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hi, everyone. Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life.
There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload.
Relationships.
Before you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us.
The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness.
You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.